It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events,
sports,
arts, entertainment
topics,
automotive topics,
relationships.
It's all here. Now, from belowtopsecret.com, this is the BTS Mix.
And welcome to this edition of the BTS Mix Show. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. How you doing today, Spencer? What's going on?
Hey, Doc, I'm doing good. I had a busy weekend, spent a lot of time with some kids with Special Olympics. We did a fundraiser for them, and it turned out fantastic, one of the most successful ones we've had to date. How about you?
Oh, well, I've had quite an interesting week. My mother-in-law is in town for the week, and my fiance is getting shoulder surgery. Pardon me, I'm a little tired, if you couldn't tell. She's getting surgery on her shoulder tomorrow, so I've been running around like a madman all week, and it looks like I'm going to be a manservant for the next week as well. And
that should be
yes, a manservant. Agador Spartacus. I'll walk around with a little hat on. It'll be very cute.
Well, we'll get you a little French-made outfit. That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've already got the deposit down at the costume shop. So, can't wait for that one. That's going to be great.
Well, we are both a little squirrely, and we're glad to have you with us for this edition of the BTS Mix Show. And I guess we're going to kick off with a story about squirrels, Doc.
Well, yeah. This was posted in the General Chit Chat forum. And it reads, pack of squirrels attack and kill a stray dog, with a question mark at the end of it. This was posted by Mike Boyd, U.S. Got a great picture of King Cobra on his avatar there. And he puts up this article. It was on the BBC. And it says, squirrels have bitten to death a stray dog which was barking at them in a Russian park, local media reports. Passersby were too late to stop the attack by the black squirrels in a village in the Far East, which reportedly lasted about a minute. This story is crazy, and Mike Boyd, U.S., doesn't even believe it himself. He says, this sounds crazy. This story is still under investigation, as far as he's concerned. I wonder if the little things were really squirrels or something else even more bizarre. You know, this is something else.
Yeah, they could be miniature Russian chupacabras.
You can imagine all the squirrels were sitting around with their friends. It was like, look at that dog over there. We will go over. We will attack this dog. Perhaps it has vitamins and minerals. It would be good for our health. And, the dog needs to go down now. Like little Russian mafia squirrels or something.
It could be like an Eastern Promises squirrel version.
Oh, I know. Running around with little suits on and machine guns. Oh, that would be great. You know, it says later on in the article that a local squirrel expert, if such a thing exists in Russia, was saying that these squirrels are just hungry. Apparently, there's a pine cone shortage in this particular park. Mm. So this goes out as a warning. If you are planning on visiting Russia or are living in Russia right now, please be aware of these squirrels. Apparently, they're man eaters,
or at least dog eaters. All right, moving right along, we're going to hit our next thread, which is in the jokes, puns, and pranks, one of our favorite places to visit. And this one is posted by Starry. It says, I need some help, and hopefully it will be fun for everyone. Now listen carefully, because this could trick you. One night at work, I wanted to have some fun, so I asked this question to see how many people knew the answer. Not many did. So here's the question. If you have a ton of feathers and a ton of rocks, what weighs more? After I asked this question to one of the guys that works there, he answered correctly and then asked me a question. If a plane crashes on the border of the U.S. and Mexico, where do they bury the survivors?
Okay, so if you take a look at the first question, if you have a ton of feathers and a ton of rocks, what weighs more? Well, if we're dissecting this one, I'm going to go ahead and say that a ton of feathers weighs the same as a ton of rocks. What do you think, Spencer?
I think you hit it right on the head there, Doc. And, of course, if the plane goes down on the U.S.-Mexico border, then Absolut Vodka will be served on board. Oh, no, that was a whole different thread. Where were they buried, the survivors, Doc?
Well, let's see. Oh, wait a minute. I don't think you can bury survivors.
Yay.
If you did, I bet the survivors would be pretty pissed off, if you know what I'm saying.
There you go. So if you have any more of those, of course, please post them on that thread. It's listed under jokes, pranks, and puns.
Well, as a native New Yorker myself, Grand Theft Auto 4 is actually coming out at the end of April here. It's a very highly anticipated video game. I'm very excited for it. And Finn, 1916, writes in, with a thread called Grand Theft Auto, Stop Using New York. And he seems a little upset about this. He says, I'm sure this has been done to death by now, but how many people are sick and tired of New York? Grand Theft Auto has so far been in New York or Liberty City, Miami, Vice City, and L.A., San Andreas. They had true crime in New York. They had Mafia, which is obviously supposed to be New York. Now we have GTA 4. Well, Finn 1916, as a native New Yorker, I can say all the cool crime and all the cool, you know, violence happens here in New York. So, of course, they're going to base it around this.
Yeah, you've got CSI New York, so you can solve the crime after you perpetrate it, too.
There are literally hundreds of dead bodies floating down the river at any given moment. So, you know, if you're going to put a violent video game and have it set somewhere, this is the place to do it. I mean, come on, Finn.
Well, you know, I like Las Vegas, too. I mean, I love to visit Vegas every once in a while when I can get a chance and get away from work. But I guess Tom Clancy or it's like a Rainbow Six is got another version of something going on. And I haven't bought the first one yet, so I can't tell you exactly what the plot line is. But as evidently, it's terrorists take over a casino. And you, as a member of Rainbow Six, have to go into the casinos and you get to go all over Vegas. And it's kind of cool seeing some of the places that you've been to. And I guess, you know, for being a New Yorker, seeing Grand Theft Auto 4 with all the sites and the buildings and how close they got it to actually representing New York's got to be pretty cool.
Oh, it's great. You know, and it's really wonderful to take out some of your aggression. You know, I spend a lot of time driving around in traffic around here, and to be able to come home and sit down in front of a video game where if you're in traffic and some guy is sitting there honking at you from behind, you can literally get out of your car and just blast him with a flamethrower. It's awesome. I mean, it's one of the coolest things in the world.
Well, see, it would have to be you would have to stop the car because you can't get anywhere in New York anyway. It's like Grand Theft Auto London.
Or a bazooka. You know, it's amazing how fast in the game a bazooka will just clear the cars right out of your path. It's great, you know. Take care of congestion.
Well, yeah, but then you've got debris. I think I'm going to stick with the Grand Theft Auto I Am Legend version, where there's not a lot of people on the street, just zombies and wild animals.
Yeah, just you running around with a big flamethrower blasting aliens. That sounds like a lot of fun, too. I think you should be a new video game developer, Spencer.
Hey,
I think you're onto something there.
I have a concept. Well, our concept is we'll be right back with the BTS Mix Show right after this. Hello, everyone. I'm Spencer Tracy. Along with Doc Hancock, I host the new BTS Mix Show. We have a lot of fun, and when we're done with our shows, we like to head over and listen to our sister shows, the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous, and the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Justin Case on the Above Network LLC. The ATS Mix Show with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous is the source for the latest information on breaking stories, conspiracy theories, and some stuff that's just plain weird. Johnny and Dave have insightful discussions about member posts, member interviews, and exclusive interviews with experts in their field. When I need the latest news and insight from the political arena, I log on to the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Justin Case. Martin and Justin really break it down for me. They discuss member posts, interview members about their stance on the issues, and they have access to today's noted political figures and authors. So come on over and deny boredom with me, Spencer Tracy, and my co-host, the marvelous Doc Hancock, on the BTS Mix Show. Deny ignorance with the ATS Mix Show with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. And deny apathy with the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Justin Case. Be part of the revolution. The Above Network LLC.
And welcome back, everyone, to the BTS Mix. I'm Doc Hancock.
And I'm Spencer Tracy. And, Doc, I got to tell you, I got to have a rant today.
What's that, Spencer?
Well, usually we have a thread that starts our rant, so I may just start this thread post-rant. But there's nothing that hacks me off more than, you know, and I was a kid. I understand that you want to play your stereo and jam, but it's not like it was when I was a kid. I mean, we didn't have the big monster bass that two blocks away, things start vibrating off your shelves, you know, because some kid's got his radio turned up and his car stereo down the street. And I'm, you know, that's fine. I'm just asking for some personal responsibility for people just to turn their radio down. This apartment complex two blocks from me, and right now, if I were to turn up this microphone, you would be able to hear this boom, 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 boom. And it's just stupid. It's got to go through, you know, two or three houses to get to me, and then through my walls, and I'm still hearing it. I can even hear this stuff with my TV turned up.
Oh, it's horrible. And they're having, you know, competitions now where it's, yeah, I was reading about this truck the other day that they have so many subwoofers in there that it's literally louder than a 747 taking off. So in other words, if you were standing under a 747 while it was taking up, you know, the engine's at full throttle,
yeah,
this truck can drive around and be louder than that. Like, what is the point? Come on.
And that'll rupture your internal organs. There's competitions and there's places for that. But I got woke up at 5 o'clock the other morning. Ugh.
You know what? We need to get those squirrels from Russia over here, and you should just sick them on them.
Man,
that would be great.
That is
have
a
the
cool
little,
idea.
Little minions running around doing your bidding. That's what I think you should do. You know, I've got the same thing, Spencer. I've got this guy. I live in an apartment building in New York City, and there's this guy who lives below me. I think he has a wife and a smaller kid. Every Sunday morning, I don't know what the special thing about Sunday is, about 8:30 it starts up, and it's just this heavy bass that will go from about 8:30 a.m. to about 9 o'clock at night. And my fiance's gone down there and said stuff, you know, turn it down. And for whatever reason, every Sunday he puts a big it's like a kid's birthday banner out on front of the door as if that's justification. You know, he's only got one kid, so his kid's not having a birthday every week. But it's almost as if it's justification for playing this bass just 12 hours on end and end and end. And it's, you know, it's through a concrete floor below me, so this thing's got to be pretty loud. I got to be wondering what they're doing down there.
Well, here's my advice. Go to Home Depot, get a concrete drill bit, drill a hole down through your floor very carefully, you know. If you kind of know the layout of your apartment, you're going to know the layout of his apartment. And then get a small bag of urine. And then a straw. I better stop right there. Okay, well, you get the idea.
That sounds great. You could also mess with them. You know, you could just say things and, you know, like, this is God. Stop playing your bass on Sunday mornings.
Play some nice monk music.
Yeah, play your own music. I've often, you know, thought maybe I'll, you know, find some really bad music and play that really loud and just try and, you know, compete with them. But then I thought, no, my other neighbors will just get mad at me and it'll just start a chain reaction and everybody in the building will, you'll be playing their music as loud as possible.
I know there's got to be a way to do that. You know, I think I saw something on the Discovery Channel, Doc, where they had it's an active denial system. And it's a speaker about the size, probably by 3 feet by 2 feet. But if you aim this, it's very focused sound and people to the side couldn't hear it. But if you're right in front of that thing, of course, it's like unbearable. Now, if you could get your hands on one of those, that would be sweet.
Now, even better, if you could get a big old speaker, have those squirrels carry that speaker down, put it right out in front of their door. So they come out and they see all these ninja squirrels sitting around this big speaker. That would be awesome.
Or
I think we're onto something here.
Yeah, or just have the squirrels chew through their wiring. No electricity, no stereo.
Exactly. Boom, boom. Hey, yeah, we've got to herd these squirrels over from Russia and put them to work for us.
Oh,
that's all there is to it.
All right. Well, time to jump into our next forum after my little soapbox there. So please, you know, if you have one of the thumping stereos, please respect your neighbors, especially Doc. Bless his heart. All right. This next one is from Jokes, Puns, Pranks. Tell me a joke. It's posted by Odyssey, Space Cowboy. And it says, in response to the thread, remember when BTS was fun? I'm making this thread to liven things up a little. So tell me a joke. I'll go first. Takes place at a vet's. A dog goes up to the vet and the vet asks him, what are you in for? The dog answers, well, every time I see the mailman, I can't stop myself. I have to get up and chase him away. So your owner's putting you down for that, replies the vet. Yes, says the dog. So the vet puts the dog down and the next dog comes in. What are you in for? Asks the vet. Well, says the dog, I can't help myself. But every time I see a car drive down the street, I have to chase after it. And your owners are putting you down for that, questions the vet. Yes, the dog responds. So the vet puts the dog down and the next one comes in. This continues for some time and finally the last dog comes in. The vet asks once again, what are you in for? Well, the dog replies, I can't help myself, but my owner is really hot and every time I see her come out of the shower, well, naturally, my instincts come into play and, if you know what I mean. So you're being put down then, responds the vet. No, says the dog, I'm having my nails clipped.
Oh, hi-oh. If we had Ed McMahon around right now, we'd get a big old hoyo. That's great. My favorite one, a priest, a rabbi, a monk, a nun, and a Muslim walk into a bar. The bartender says, what is this, some kind of joke? That's great.
DK3000 then goes on to post, what's black and white and red and can't turn around in an elevator?
Oh, a nun with a spear through her.
Oh, that's just wrong. I have to tell you a joke then. This is one I came across. I haven't posted yet, but I ran across it and I thought it was pretty funny. So a woman is married, but she has a lover. So she invites her lover over after her husband goes to work. Her son comes home and she doesn't see him. So the little boy hides in the closet to watch what's going on. All of a sudden, she gets a phone call from her husband. Honey, I'm on the way home from work. So she goes, oh, you got to hide. You got to hide. So she sticks him in the closet. Then he finds out there's a little boy in there. The little boy goes, it's dark in here. The guy goes, yeah. You want to buy my baseball? How much? $150. $150? Well, I could ask my... No. Okay. $150. Here you go. Day or two later, lover comes back over. Same thing happens. Kid's in the closet. Lover has to hide. Kid goes, hey, it's dark in here. Yeah. You want to buy my baseball glove? How much? $350. $350? That's crazy. That's high wire. He goes, well, I could. No. Okay. $350. So the next day, the dad asks, hey, little Johnny, you want to go outside and play some catch? You can grab your ball and your glove. And he goes, now, Dad, I sold that. He goes, well, how much did you sell it for? Well, I sold my ball for $150 and I sold my glove for $350. I made $500. He goes, that's just wrong. You have greed in your life. That's a sin. I'm going to have to take you down to church and you're going to confess your sin. So the dad takes him down to church, puts him in the confessional booth. Kid goes, it's dark in here. The other voice goes, hey, don't start that crap again. This is my closet.
Uh-oh, father's been up to no good. I thought it was pretty good. I give it two Ed McMahon hoyos.
There you go. All right, I guess we need to talk about the Stanley Cup. Springtime is here. That means that the playoffs are just around the corner, aren't they, Doc?
Oh, hockey time. It's great. I just got to give a shout out to my Penguins. You know, they're playing really well this year. They're believe number one in their division at this point, and the big games are coming up here, so it'll be really interesting. They play the Senators, a couple other big highlight games. The Devils will be at the Rangers, which around here in New York is always a big deal. The Red Wings will be at the Predators, San Jose Sharks at the Calgary Flames, and I'm really anticipating some of these games. I think it's going to be a really good playoff series, and it'll be really interesting to see who comes out on top. I mean, clearly, you've got Sidney Crosby and Malkin and all those guys, and they have a couple new team members. It's going to be a really heck of a good time, and you know, I'm sitting here watching hockey, and I can't help but constantly remember that these guys are on ice. They're amazing athletes to begin with, but to see what they do and then remember the fact, like, when I step out on ice, I'm a horrible ice skater. And if there's any sort of freezing rain, I will be that first guy to fall. I mean, I fall hard. So just to remember that these guys are on ice just blows me away to begin with.
Well, this might surprise you, Doc, but we actually have several hockey teams in Texas.
Really? Now, where do you play hockey in Texas, pray tell?
Anywhere you can find an ice rink, which is few and far between, but there are some minor league ones around, and I've actually been to a few hockey games. I'm picking up on the rules like icing. I figured out what icing was. I didn't think it, you know, it's not only what you put on a cupcake, but it's something that goes with the game. Most Texans, though, they enjoy the game, but it's kind of like wrestling. It ain't fun till the action gets started and somebody's bleeding.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, most people go to hockey games for the fist fights. It's like NASCAR. You don't go for to watch a bunch of cars drive around in circles for 5 hours. You go to watch the wrecks. You go to smell the gas, you know. I mean, it's the excitement of it all. I mean, when those hockey guys fight on ice, it's a sight to behold. It's awesome. It's like UFC on ice skates.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of competitions, we have, of course, our own competition here at the BTS Mix, and so far it's been a cakewalk for our esteemed member Silent Shadow. So far he's 4 for 4 on this. So
and Doc, Spencer, you know, I thought that I actually did pretty good last week. I thought that I had a stumper question, but boom, Silent Shadow gets it again. And so, okay, I'm feeling inadequate almost, because I work hard on these and I'm like going, I know I'm going to stump them. I know it. And he comes back, oh, by the way, I got a little answer for you. Here it is. And I don't mind giving up the points.
Little answer poo from Silent Shadow every week. And he's doing great. Don't get me wrong. But now it's almost become a game of can we stump Silent Shadow? So, Spencer, what do we have for him this week?
All right, here we go. This is your BTS screen test question. And if you watched Family Guy, Blue Harvest last weekend, there are at least four cameos in one panning shot by characters, one who's a regular Family Guy character, and three from different animated shows. In other words, there's little Easter eggs. You're going to see a Family Guy character that you don't always see, but you're also going to see in this particular scene three characters from different animated shows. So I would like to know, who are those characters and what shows are they from? So you're going to have four of these. You're going to have a Family Guy character, and then you're going to have three other characters that you're going to have to name and tell me what show they're on. So I made that as hard as I could, but somebody's going to get this pretty easy. And somebody's going to go, oh, that's so easy. They're doing, no, and they'll get it. But anyway, if you do, you'll get 500 BTS points for guessing the BTS screen test question.
That sounds pretty good, Lois. Where do I get my points?
I actually have Stewie pajamas, if you want to know the truth. I really do.
So, it's all out in the open now, isn't it? Oh, so now you're interested in Stewie. Last week when I made that macaroni picture of an owl, you didn't give a damn.
Well, and as I have sweet dreams on that sentiment, we're going to go ahead and take a break. This is the BTS Mix Show. I'm Doc Hancock.
And I'm Spencer Tracy.
He's a bad man.
Hey, everyone. Doc Hancock here from the BTS Mix Show. The BTS Mix is a lot of fun, but when I need some serious mental stimulation, I know exactly where to go. Our sister shows here at the Above Network LLC. Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous over at the ATS Mix Show tackle a variety of current topics, ranging from hard-hitting events in the news to conspiracy theories to the mysterious world of UFOs. Here you'll find insightful discussions about member posts, member interviews, and exclusive interviews with experts in their fields. To quench my political cravings, I tune into the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Justin Case. Martin and Justin make sense out of this crazy political climate by discussing member posts, interviewing members about their stances on the issues, and interviewing noted political figures and authors. For politics, there is nowhere else to turn. So come on over and deny boredom with us at the BTS Mix Show, featuring Spencer Tracy and me, Doc Hancock. Deny ignorance with the ATS Mix Show with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous, and deny apathy with the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Justin Case. Be a part of the revolution. It's Above Network LLC.
Welcome back to the BTS Mix Show. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. And I got to tell you, Spencer, I'm getting a little long, and I need to get a cut. Any ideas for styles or anything?
Needing a haircut, huh? You know, there's always the typical burr cut. You know, I actually thought, and I asked my wife this. I said, honey, would it be all right if I shaved my head? And she's like, you know what? I look like a thug. I was like, well, honey, come on. Your head has too many bumps in it.
You're anyway, like, thanks.
I fell down the stairs a couple of times. Come on, give me a break. I like to wear mine short, but, you know, summertime's coming. It kind of depends on your personal taste and, of course, what your fiancé will let you cut it.
Well, on a side note, you know, I was walking around the city yesterday, and I saw five or six people in a row, and all of them had these faux hawks. You've seen these. A little, I'm too lazy to grow a mohawk, so I'll just wear a faux hawk. And what it is just a normal haircut. Your hair has to be a certain length. But then you just take it and style the center part up like a mohawk, and they're calling it a faux hawk now. And I got to say, they look really stupid. I'm sorry if you have faux hawks out there, listeners, but if you do, just wear your hair normal or grow an actual mohawk. You know, I used to work at CBGB's here in the city, and I've seen some great mohawks, you know, at work. And these little faux hawks, they just don't cut it. And I don't understand the reasoning behind them. So, again, bring back leg warmers. You know, bring back whatever you want to bring back. But let's not try and start these faux hawks, you know.
Well, let's not do mullets either, because I've seen the fake mullets, and that's just as bad.
Well, maybe you get kicked out of school for it. That brings us in our next thread. And this was posted in the Breaking General News section. And it says, school bans boy at the age of three over a haircut. Spencer, talk to us about this one, because this is ridiculous.
Okay, there's a couple of things, and a few of the posters have hit this pretty well, and I want to kind of touch on this. If you go to a private school and you have a contract that says you have to wear your hair a certain way, then guess what? You have to honor the contract and wear your hair a certain way. That's just part of the agreement. Now, if you go to public school, or if you're not even in school, say you're like 3 years old, and you go to nursery school class and they don't like your haircut, that's probably, I mean, as long as it's not too extreme, it's probably fine. But in this story posted by DEM, a 3-year-old boy has been banned from his Tyneside nursery school class for his trendy tram lines haircut. Now, this is not like down to your shoulders. It's not bald. It's just some cool designs cut into the side of your head. Evidently, they didn't like it. It broke the rules of the Riverside Primary School in North Shields, so they sent him home. They sent a 3-year-old home because of his haircut. Now, there's times when I've got a haircut my mom made me get that, yeah, I would have liked to have been sent home for like a month. But this kid evidently went to the barbershop, said, I want that one, picked the haircut that he wanted, and evidently, I don't know. I mean, there's policies and things like that, but good grief, a 3-year-old kid, and it's not an obnoxious haircut. I think it's fine.
Well, you know, it might have been a faux hawk. That's probably why they kicked the little kid out of class. And if it was a faux hawk, you know, I promote what the teacher said. Maybe you know, these tram lines. So I'm unfamiliar with this term, but so it's just designs.
Yeah, basically, you have a normal haircut, and say on the sides of your head, they trim the hair just a little bit shorter to where it makes little designs and stuff. And
it's kind of like Vanilla Ice. He used to put the lightning bolts on the side of his head or write words. Is that kind of what it's like?
Similar, but not quite as detailed. I mean, it's kind of cool. I mean, I thought it was kind of neat. I mean, I've seen worse haircuts out there, but to ban a 3-year-old because he got tram lines in his hair, this kind of goes along with public schools requiring uniforms. And don't get me started on this. I'm one of these believers that kids need their individuality. They need a way to express themselves. And if they want to do that through clothing or they want to do that through, and I'm not saying there shouldn't be discipline, but I'm saying if you've got to have uniforms in public school, you know, some parents are for that. I'm not. I think that kids need their individuality. And if they don't find a way to do that, and you try to put them in the box and make them conform to good little robots, that's not helping the kid later in life.
I agree 100%. I think this little 3-year-old, if he wants a certain haircut, he should be able to have it. I mean, as long as, you know, they're not shaving like the word balls into the back of her head or the teacher sucks or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's fine. I think they should be allowed to wear the hair the way they want to wear it.
So what do you think? Well, post your opinion on belowtopsecret.com in this thread called Breaking General News, School Bans Boy 3 Over Haircut. All right, now we're going to jump over to the myths and facts of ATS, BTS, and PTS. This is under General Chit Chat, posted by Bod Rule. The myths and facts, of course, of the different sister shows and different sister sites of Below Top Secret.
And Bodjul writes in and says, you know, he's truly bored, so he's going to make a list of myths and facts about ATS, BTS, and PTS. And the example that Bodril brings up is the myth of that having loads of ATS or BTS or PTS points doesn't mean you're rich. Fact, more ATS points mean you get more control over your profile. You get more points to mess up and correct it. Not the best of examples, he admits, but, you know, let's see what people can come up with. And some interesting things were posted here. Expert 11 writes in Myth, the best threads have the most flags. Now, for those of you not particularly familiar with the website, if you enjoy a particular thread or article and you want to see, you know, it continue to develop and people to chime in on it, you can flag it. So when you go to your, you know, your favorites, that's listed, so you can immediately go to it and see how the thread's developing. That's why a thread about UFOs or aliens will always have more flags than a high-quality AP thread.
Another post by What You Know says, Myth, Wookiee is actually Dan Aykroyd. Search around for it. People actually thought this was right for a little while. The fact is, ATS is not run by disinformation agents.
No, good to know, good to know. Another myth, the Three Amigos are millionaires, and the fact of that is ATS rocks.
Yes. a little
advertisement.
They're millionaires? Yeah, cool. We never get invited over. Here's another one from Bod Rule. Myth, ATS mods are really AI, hence that's why it's cheap to have them. Artificial intelligence. Well, I've been accused of artificial intelligence, or none at all. Fact is, ATS members use ATS more than any other site.
I would agree with that. I would certainly agree with that one.
And of course, the fact is, you are going to be able to deny boredom with no other site other than belowtopsecret.com because it's the best site.
Oh, very nice tie in there, Spencer. I like the way you're thinking. That's
there
very
go.
Good. And moving along to our next thread. This is kind of a moving on the theme of myths about ATS and BTS. Omega 85 writes in, and there's a member on ATS and BTS, and the member's name is Nevermore, and Nevermore always has pictures of very attractive women in his avatar, and it's important to know that he is a his. Because Omega 85 writes in and says, okay, now this is going to sound a little strange, but you got to hear me out. I was just in a chat talking with some buddies of mine when one of my friends alerted me to the fact that you're a dude. Now, I know this is my own fault, but I thought you were the chick that was in your avatar. I only found that out as a chick from a band, and you're a dude literally 5 minutes ago. Now, bearing that in mind, I want to formally say sorry to you on the count that I seem to recall telling you that you are hot. As I said before, I didn't know it wasn't you, and I am truly sorry. So Omega 85 has a little case of mistaken identity there, and apparently has been throwing a little game towards Nevermore, thinking that it was a attractive British female from a UK band. So Omega 85, we appreciate your honesty, and good luck with you in the future.
and pretty much the same thing with Bot Rule 2 that we just mentioned a while ago. I mean, he's got a fantastic-looking woman on his avatar, and you might think that Bodrule's is a female, but no, Bodrule is a guy. So always make sure if you're going to do your flirting, you might want to do that with somebody you know and you're pretty familiar with. That way you kind of save the embarrassment. And speaking of that, we're going to give you some information. We want your feedback because we're actually going to have an internet dating guru, you might call her. And we're going to have her on the show, but we need your questions. And her name is Stephanie Alexander. Now, guys, we want you to chime in on this too. So look for my thread that I put up, Questions for Stephanie Alexander. And check out her site. You're going to see a picture of Stephanie. She's not bad looking. She's written a book and she's got her own website. But guys, I need your feedback on this. Ladies, I want your feedback on this. That way, you know, we can have kind of a balanced discussion and a good balance of questions when we interview her for the next BTS Mix Show.
And this will be a really great opportunity to get some of those questions that you may be, not willing to ask any under any other circumstance. So, you know, chime in, give Stephanie some questions to answer. And, I'm looking really forward to talking to her about this because I think this is a fascinating subject because more and more people are using the internet, you know, for dating purposes. And I think, there's obviously some big things you need to be cautious about, and this could turn into, I think, a really interesting conversation and topic. You know, it's like what is it? A question and verify. Make sure you know who you're going to be. What tree you're going to be barking up before you bark up that. I think that's a good advice for anyone.
All right, well, that does it for this edition of the BTS Mix Show. I'm Spencer Tracy,
and I'm Doc Hancock. Make sure you watch out for those Russian squirrels.
Watch your nuts.
Have a good one.
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website belowtopsecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the above network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to belowtopsecret.com.